let us again start the Gemara and Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. We hear in the Mishnah, Lulav HaGozel Vayovesh Posel. So the Gemara says, Kaposik V'toni Loishna B'yontav Rishin V'loishna B'yontav Sheini. From the Stimus Loshana Mishnah, it would seem that Chalamoid, Lulav HaGozel, is also Posel. It's Bishlai M'yovesh. Yavish is posel chalamoid hada bein and veleke. We need that it should be hada chalamoid. So since a yavish is not hada, so it's posel elagozo b'shloim yantav rishin d'chsiv lochem mishalochem. Yantav rishin is a psul of lochem. So if it's gozo, it's not lochem. Ela b'yantav sheini amayloi, but chalamoid. So what is wrong with a lulav hagozel? You don't need lachem yontev sheini. Am Rab Yechanan mishum Rab Shimon ben Yechoi mishum dahavloi mitzvah habo baveira. That is posel alt mitzvah habo baveira. Now let us see Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis. Be'inen hodo v'leke. So the Gemara explained that Vishloi miyavish is posel because it has to be hodo. Mashme the pshitalei the beinen hodo lekula yomi. The Gemara understood that hodo you need for all 7 days of Sukkot. For lochem mishal lochem le metukim ella beyontev rishon. But the din lochem that's only on the first day yontev, and therefore the Gemara is a problem. So why is gozel posel the second day? Hada you need all 7 days, and lachem you need only the first day. The chayim ulekachtem dematina minei chosa ulekachtem. We learn out that one needs a lakicha tamet, that the esrik should be gant, and therefore chosa is posel leimipsel ella biyontav rishon. The psul of chosa is only biyontav rishon kedarmina lekamon bepirke. Abchanine matful bay biyontev sheini v'nafik bay. Abchanine used to take a bite off the esrik, and then he used to be yaitze with the esrik. So al kaponim we see that chaser is also the din of chaser only applies the first day. The other days is no psul chaser. So now we have three halachas. Hador applies all 7 days. Lochem and Chosa only applies the first day. V'teima maishna zemizet. So Taisus asks, how do we split the hair? Why is it that the psul of Hodo is all 7 days, and the psul of Lochem, v'haitzei sagos and l'kichatam, is only the first day? Akulu bahadi adodi ksivi bechadkro. All these psulim are written in one pasuk. Lekachtem, which is lakicha tamo, lochem, which means it's gozel is posel, b'yoyim orishen, priyetz hodor, that it should be a priyetz hodor. So memele, it says that everything, hodor, lakachtem, and lochem, everything is b'yoyim orishen. So how did the Gemara decide that hodor is kol shive, and lochem and lakicha tam is davke b'yoyim orishen? Ve'im mishum de mashmalei dahani dechsivi mikamei b'yayim rishin alei kaimei. So Taisa says, maybe we'll say as follows. The Seder HaPosik, these two aloches, ulekachtem, lochem, lekichatame, and lochem leitzei zagozul, that is b'yayim harishin. So these two aloches apply only b'yayim harishin. Avol hodo basrei ksiv. But then it says, pre eight other the kapis tmor ba'anaf eight of it. This is written after the Yom HaRishon. So therefore there's a din hodor kol shiva. Akati kasha. Midachsiv. Sal kaponim. So we're saying this teretz, that the halachis which we learned before the word b'yayim rishon, they apply only b'yayim rishon. The halachas which I mentioned after b'yayim rishon, they apply kol shiva. So Daisha says, akati kosh medachsiv olakachtem.
דרשינם בקוי מצרבה, ולכמה בפרקים, דאבו מינים שבלולב מעקבן זה איזה. That in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, one has to take all dalad minim. The be'inan lekichat hametz. Or b'shili pirkin, that's one halacha we learn out from the lekachtem. That you have to take all four minim. B'shili pirkin ablaish lula varove darshine nami, b'receiv u lekachtem loshen rabim, shtei lekichat lechol echot ve'echot. That each person is mechuyev to take a lulav, mid'leksiv u lekachtem loshen yochid, כך דרשין פייק רבי ישמעאל ספירה לכל אחד ואחד ורסי וספרת. So if you'll tell me that all the halachas which we derive from the words which were written before Yom HaRishon only apply by Yom HaRishon, ואם כן, בשאר היומים תזגי במין אחד, so the halamoid, so it should be sufficient if one takes one mean, take an esrig, that's all she needs to take the other three minim. There's no din of lakicha tam of all four minim. Ubalakicha shalechot bishvil kulam. And also it should be sufficient if one person takes for everyone. There shouldn't be a din lakicha shal kol echot becha. So that's Taisvis Kasha. You can't say that all the halachas which are mentioned before the Yom HaRishon apply only the Yom HaRishon. Because I bezoi, so chalamoid it should be sufficient to lakichas min echot, lakichas echot bishvil kulo. Lakach nire dahainu taine. Mishim diyoim rishayin, di oireise bigvulim, vasha yoimi de rabon and zeichel amigdish, kadisa bereishul lebaro. That the reason that the Gemara is machalik between yoim rishayin and sha yomim is because sha yomim is a darabon. And the whole darabonan is zeichel amigdash. Mikar adin, there's bechlal, no mitzvah, there isn't a mitzvah of lakichas dalad minim begvulim b'shar yomim. The whole thing is a darabonan. Hilkach. Be'ikar halakichim. So they made a takona, we should take a dalad minim zeichel amigdash. Hilkach. Be'ikar halakichim kegoyin dalad minim lakichim lechol echot tikim b'shar yomim kein de reise. So they wanted a zeichel amigdash, and b'migdash they took all dalad minim. B'migdash they took those lakicha l'chol echad ve'echad. So memele. So that's the tzuras hamitzvah. So they wanted that zeichel amigdash. We should remember the tzuras hamitzvah. So therefore you need a lakicha of dalad minim. Need a lakicha shekol echad ve'echad. Although, b'emesin, that's not already the tzuras ha-mitzvah. That's the, one of the proti halachas of the mitzvah. That it should be hoda. So Taisi says, mishum hidu mitzvah, al tzidu mitzvah, they said that the halach of hoda applies also in the darabonon, the takana darabonon of lakicha kol shiva. Al tzidu mitzvah, so they wanted that this halacha should apply also. Avo b'chosar u b'shol. Chosar and shol, which is not the tzuras ha-mitzvah. The chosar is shol, that means the tzuras ha-mitzvah we have with the lakicha shol dalad minim l'kol echad v'echa. Chosar v'shol, there's no inyan of hidu mitzvah also. So it's only miprotei hilchis ha-mitzvah. So, al tzeichel amigdish, they did not say that the prote halachis of the mitzvah d'iraisa apply by the mitzvah d'rabonim. Avol b'chos of ishol, loy tikun. So there's no takone, there's no special takone that the mitzvah d'rabonim, kol shiva tzeichel amigdish, should have all the prote halachis which the mitzvah d'iraisa had. So therefore, chosar is kosher, and shol is kosher, because here they weren't misakin the proti halachis. Ubegosel. Now, what is the din begosel? Look the shmaitin. In gosel we have already a machlekes. Gosel halamoid, which is the whole thing is an atila derabonon. Look, so we have a machlekes in our sugya. The Rabbi Yochanan in Sovan, we just had Rabbi Yochanan in the tikkun mishum mitzvah habo baveret. Shmuel Sovar, the loy tikkun. And Shmuel holds, they weren't misakin. דמיטייך שייצא בשול, ייצא נמי בגוף. That is the machlokes of the sugya. He says if they were mesakin, a psul, mishom mitzvah bo baveire, or they weren't mesakin. Now, we didn't learn the sugya yet, but let's just see the bottom teisvis and the flamed amadala. This is a lotion of Shmuel. Shmuel said, mitoich sheyeitze bishol, yeitze begosul. So lochere, the ivra of Shmuel is, that since you don't need lochem, mitoich sheyeitze bishol, yeitze begosul. So teisvis seems to be asking a kasha, good, you don't need lochem, but what's with mitzvah bo baveire? So Tosha says, Hoche davke shumi darabonon lechayish a mitzvah bo baveire. Since it's a mitzvah darabonon, is lechayish a mitzvah bo baveire. That is the svore of Shmuel. Now, so lechayre, we would learn pshat, that Rav Yochanan holds, that by a mitzvah darabonon, we are chayish a mitzvah bo baveire. That's lechayre the machloikis. If that would be the case, so the Lashon of Tosfos is very shver. Ubegozel, let's go back to the Lashon of Tosfos. Ubegozel, that means like this. Tosfos said that the halachis of Lekichah Cholechot Ve'echot and the Lekichah Dalet Minim, they were mesakin in the mitzvah the Rabbonim, because that's the Tzuras HaMitzvah. Hoda, they were mesakin, Vishum Hidah Mitzvah. Chosav Vishol, so there's no Hidah Mitzvah, there's no Tzuras HaMitzvah, Loi Tikvah. Begozel plukte de shmeite. Rabbi Yochanan sovar de tikun, they were mesakin, mishum mitzvah bo baveire. So why do you need the tikun? Why do you need a special takone? It's a mitzvah bo baveire. And you hold, by mitzvah da rabbonon, you say, mitzvah bo baveire. Shmuel says, a shtik teire. Mitzvah da rabbonon lechayish, mitzvah bo baveire. Rabbi Yochanan holds, achayish. What's the spore of the Lashon? The Tikkun, Mishum Mitzvah Bo Baveire. Ushmul Sovar, the Loi Tikkun. Now Taisvah says, Epis, the Mitech Sheyaitse. He does Loi Tikkun. Why does Taisvah have to be Maisev? The Mitech Sheyaitse Bishol, Yaitse Nami Begozel. The Lashon of Taisvah is very unclear. And then number two, we have to understand, Hochet Tais, the Lashon of Taisvah and Daf Lamed, Ochidavke Shuhumi Darabonon, since it's a Darabonon, Loichayish a mitzvah abobaveira. Since it's a Darabonon, Loichayish, what is the svara of Shmuel? That since it's a Darabonon, Loichayish a mitzvah abobaveira. What does that mean? Mitzvah deraise, Yochayish, a mitzvah Darabonon, Loichayish. Perhaps Pshat and Tosfos is, and Bemison this, part of this, the Svasem says, but let's go to another part. What is the Svara of Shmuel? Shmuel holds by mitzvah the Rabbonon, pasnet, mitzvah bo lechayish, a mitzvah bo baveire. That's me, there's a loshen ha-rosh. Rosh says, okay, now I can't find the loshen, but the past we can explain Tosfos as follows. We had mentioned many times, and the Nesiva says that if a person does an Aveira de Rabbonon b'shoigig, Nesiva says in Simon Reish Lamedalev Sivkot and Gimel, Nesiva says that one doesn't have to do tshuva. If it was a shoigig and a mitzvah de Rabbonon, he doesn't have to do tshuva. Yesameach Perikalev Halochi Yudzayim Mehilchus Geirishin explains the Nesivis as follows. Why don't you have to do tshuva? Because he says an Issa de Rabbonon is not an Issa be'etzem. It's not doing a ma'isa avere. A person eats chaylev b'shegik. So he's doing a ma'isa avere. He ate chaylev. He didn't know about it. So never, he didn't know about it. But that does not make that he didn't do a ma'isa avere. He did a ma'isa avere. He was a shegik. Just like if a person will eat poison, not knowing that it's poison, he still ate poison. Can't help the situation. A person did an aveira di araisa b'shoigig, he did an aveira. So memele, so it's called he did an aveira בשויקק. מה שאין כן, הניסר דרבונון, שמח איז מבייר, is בעצם not a מייסה איסר. חזל cannot create איסורים. If a person ate meat that was cooked by a goy, you have lot kosher meat that's cooked by a goy, so the meat is בעצם kosher. It's kosher meat. Chazal don't, can't make kosher meat treifa meat. No, it's bishul akum. So bishul akum, that what a goy that kindles the flame or cooks it doesn't make it treifa meat. No, Chazal said you're not allowed to eat kosher meat which was cooked by a goy. So be'etzim it's not considered a cheftzidi isure. No, Chazal answered to eat bishul akum. So if a person eats bishul akum, he's eating a dover hamutter, but he's over on heiros chazal. One is supposed to listen to what chazal tells us. So the aveira is not listening to chazal. So that is dafke, if he knew that chazal asked, and he ate it, so he's a meirid bedivrei chazal. That is the aveira of adarabona. You're not listening to divrei chazal. You are meirid bedivrei. So this aveira applies only if I knew that Chazal offered it. So by Chalpike and I do the aveira, I eat it, so I'm meired b'divrei Chazal. If I was a shaygik, I didn't know that Chazal offered this, so maybe I didn't do anything wrong. I ate a dover hamutter, and I was not a meired. So therefore, the Nesivya says you don't have to do tshuva. That is by an aveira de Rabbonan. Now let us speak about a mitzvah de Rabbonan. If Chazal made a mitzvah to take a lulav chalamoid. So this is, they can't make mitzvahs, just like they can't make aveiras, they can't make mitzvahs. No pshat is, when one takes a lulav and chalamoid, he's not doing a maisa mitzvah, but he's listening to the Chazal. Chazal said to take a lulav, so he's taking a lulav. So it could very well be, and it will progress in the sugya, that the whole din of mitzvah bo baveira part of he's doing a maisa mitzvah. If he's doing a maisa mitzvah, then there's a din of mitzvah bo baveira. But if a mitzvah the rabbon is not called a maisa mitzvah, so there's no psul of mitzvah bo baveira. That is the svara of Shmuel. I found the Loshon HaRosh. The Roshon Simin Gimel says, Ushmuel sova, kiven shohu midarabonon, loichoshiv mitzvah bo baveira. Not the Loshon of Toisvit, given shu the rabbono loichayish a mitzvah bo baveira. The Roshon is a starker Loshon. It's not called a mitzvah, since it's the rabbono loichoshiv mitzvah bo baveira. It's not a maisa ha mitzvah, so there's no din a mitzvah bo baveira. This is the svore of Shmuel. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold? So there's a meridike vote of the Sfasemes. The Sfasemes wants to say later on Daf Lamed, that by Emerson, Rabbi Yechim also holds the same shtick teire. There's not in a mitzvah bo baveire. But since it's a mitzvah bo baveire, so they said that the din lochem, just like they were mesakin, that the din hodo applies by a lulav hayovish beyond of sheini. So they said that the halacha of hodo applies. So they said the halacha of lochem also applies. So it's possible, and they said, why, since it's a mitzvah, since it's bo baveira, so even though it's the psul of mitzvah bo baveira, it wouldn't be possible, because it's not a maisa mitzvah. Just like Taisvah says by hodo, als hidu mitzvah is not a psul. But since they wanted a hidu mitzvah, so they said the halacha of hodo applies. So since they didn't want it should be yoytzeh, so they said the halach of lochem applies. So it's possible shar yomim because lochem lohitzi yasagozu. And with this we can understand the lashon of Shmuel. So Shmuel said, that's ridiculous. How can you say that there's a din of lochem mitoich sheyoytzi bishol yoytzi bigozu? That is the svara of Shmuel. Shmuel says you can't do such a thing. Because if you're saying that there's a din of lachem loitzi yisagozul, so you have to say that shol is also possible. And if you're saying that you don't need lachem, legabi shol, so how can you say you need lachem, legabi gozul? So now let us see the lashon of Taisus. So that actually the lashon of Taisus is meyodik medui. Ubegozul plukte de shmaitim. Trabyoichen in Sovar de Tikun. There was a takoda, there were mesakin, there's a psul of lochem, lohoitzi es a gozul. There's a takone. Like Taisha said before, there were mesakin, Du wa misaken ida alakicha lachol echad ve'echad. This is du wa misaken adin hodel. So he holds du wa misaken adin of lachem mishu mitzvah baba veire. That there was a mishbul sava, the loy tikkun. Why? The mitayshi yaitzi bishul, yaitzi nami begozul. So now Taisus is given a reason why they weren't misaken adin of lachem. They couldn't be misaken adin of lachem, because since yaitzi bishul sal kochoch, there was no din of lachem legabi shul. So you can't say there's a din of lachem legabi gozul. Let us see Taisus further. Mishum dahavalei mitzvah habo ba'aveira. V'ho desanye lekamon perik lula va'arove lochem mishelochem lohitzi es ha'shol bes ha'gozul. So Taisus asks a kasha. So why do you need a miyut lohitzi es ha'gozul? Ay lochere gozul should be posel at mitzvah habo ba'aveira. So Taisus answers, Mishum Shol Itzriche. Really, the posik of Lochem you need for Shol. The Balav Lochem Navkalon Gozul Mishum Mitzvah Habo Baveir. Taisus says, Eina Chanami. The posik says Lochem, so the Gemara could say that from, we know that Gozul is posel out Lochem also, but that is not the only reason. That means you don't need the Lochem for Gozul, because Gozul is posel out Mitzvah Habo Baveir. That's what Taisus wants to say. Agav Urche, we see from this Taisus, not like Taisus Dav Tes. Taisus Dav Tes asks this Kasha, why do you need Lochem, why do you need Lochem to pasal a lulav agosul? Why do you need Chagasukas Tassel Lachot to pasal a sukagzula, teple mishmitzah bobeveire? Taisus Dav Tes and Medalev said mitzah bobeveire is adarabonim. That's what Taisvah says. I may need the Pasuk to pass him in a Torah. This Taisvah holds that Mitzvah Bobaver is a deraisa. So I may learn, so Taisvah asks Akasha, so why do you need Lochem to pass him a Lulav HaGozul? So Taisvah says, Enechanam, you don't need it. The Lochem you need, Be'ike for Shul. So now Taisvah goes further. The Aval Gav, maybe my Kasha Bechlal isn't Shver. The Afal Gav the Kro Gabi Kolbim Ksi. We didn't learn the Gemara. The Gemara brings a raya from Kolbim. Veisim Gozul Vesa Piseyach. Gozul Dumya the Piseyach. Just like one cannot bring a Piseyach, a Behemah that's a Balmum, one can bring a Behemah Gzula also. So Taisvah says, maybe my Kasha Pangtach Nishtan. Maybe the whole Psul of Mitzvah Bo Baveire is only by Kobonis. Kabonis amaratze. So there is a din that you cannot bring a ritzui with al yedei avere. It's only a din in ritzui, but mitzvahs could be there's no such din. Ta'aval gav de kroga bikom, see? So Taishvi says, who adin b'chol mitzvahs? All mitzvahs. Da havi di reise. There's a di reise de kipsul of mitzvah bo bavere. Kedemuchach bereish ha'goizel kameh. Gabi reisha gozol so shol chitim v'tochno v'ofo v'hifrish mimenu chala, dein ze mevorech elo menayit. The Gemara says, if he makes a broche, and a froshes chala, it's not a broche, it's a niyut. Now, the Taisvus is very schwer. He says, Taisvus asked Akasha, that why do you need a posik to tell us that gozol is posul? Taiflei mishum mitzvah bobaveh. And Taisus wanted to answer, maybe the Kasha Feinzach Nishta, maybe the whole psul of Mitzvah Bo Baveire is only by Kobonis, which they're Meratze. In Bemison, this is a Teret that other Rishonim say on this Kasha, that the whole psul of Mitzvah Bo Baveire is only by Ritzuyim. So Taisus says, you can't say like that. Taisus brings a raya from a Gemara in Bobakam. So Lechere, it's very schwer. Why does Taisus have to krich the Bobakama? The Gemara we're learning now. Our Gemara says, why is a lulav posel, a lulav a gozol posel? So one says, of mitzvah bobaveire. So the Gemara says, the musig of mitzvah bobaveire applies a filu by a lulav that's not meratze, not a kolb. Yeah, so that's discussion the Maram asks. So the Maram says, maybe I could say that But Agamore is Agamore is not the Rabbon in the Kedin. That means the Reise, that would you bring a Posek, Vabesem Gozel, Vasapiseich, Vasachelu, Loin Afam a Posek, Medibre Kabbalah, there's a Psul Gozel. That is Davke by Kobonis. Agamore speaking about, mit Rabbonon is that, mit Rabbonon, there's a din of mitzvah bo baveire, afilu, by mitzvah. That is only at Rabbonon the kedin. And Laimi, by the way, we mentioned before that Emerson, the Ike Psul is al Slochem, Loitzes a Gozdel, no. Mitzvah bo baveire, just like they said, al Fiddle mitzvah, sakna din hodo, that mitzvah bo baveire, sakna din lochem, so bechlaud is no raye from Agim More, that there is be'etzem a Psul of mitzvah bo baveire. The Gemara could be, it's only a psatam to be misakim adin of lachem loitzi as a gozel. So be very good why Taisis did not bring our Gemara. So Taisis brings a raya from the Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that if a person stole chitim and then he made tochno, belosha, va'ofa, v'ifrish memenu chalet, so the Gemara says that the broche is a niyutz. Beitzeye beirech, a gazel makes a broche, niyutz Hashem. So it seems there's a psul in the broche. So what's the raya that's a deraisa deke psul? So it seems that the broche is a deraisa. So others say pshat that even others want to say, befrat that it is a stechemet wants to say in a note that birches are mitzvahs are the raisa. Even Birchas Anenemis Adarbonne, Birchas Amitzvus Adereise. There's a Rashi in Chumash by Biel, Maise Lo Shochachti Milavorechecho. Rashi says Pshat, that it seems that Abroches Adereise. Others want to say, Afilu Abroches Adereise, Chi Abroches Adarbonne, but one makes Abroch, he's doing a mitzvah the Areise. No Chi to make Broches. But the broche, Rav Chaim says the same for Lagabi Tvila, Afilu Dachi of Tvila is at the Rabbonon, but if a person davens, he's not mechuit, but he's davening is mekayim a mitzvah d'iraisa. So it could be that Taisvus held that there is zicher a mitzvah d'iraisa of when one makes a broche, the zicher akiyim. The Gemara says it's not a broche, it's a niyut, because mitzvah b'baveres, so you see, Afilu by Shal mitzvahs, there's also a din of mitzvah habo ba'aveire. And we learn that from a posik. It's not a rabbon and the kizach. It's a posik. But it's a be'ech ni, it's Hashem. So memele, so Taisus is just proving so my kash is a good kash. So we have to say the teretz that Bemis and Lochem we only need for shol. And gozo would be posel. And Gozel would be posel mina teire the first day, alt mitzvah bo baveir. Vim toima, lekamon de paslinen lulev shal asheire v'shalira nidachas. So the Gemara says that it is posel mishum de michte shiure, teipik lei mishum mitzvah habo baveir. So Teisve says, why do you need the psul is als ksusi mechte shiure, since it's oimed lisreif kesorov dom, it doesn't have a shivis of shiur. Why, it's a psanu psul. Teipik lei mishum mitzvah habo baveire. So let's say this post, let's mitzvah habo baveire. Vesu, amai sherin and alav asheire de moishe. The Gemara says later there's a difference on asheire, which is an ilon, which was nevad. Gemara says there's a difference if it belongs to a Yid, if it doesn't belong to a Yid. If it belongs to a Yid, so there's no din bitl, a Yid can't be mevatl, but there's no shaloi, some emailus for an atoymed lisroif. There's in a ksusi michta shiure. Mashenkin, an asheira of a goy, since a goy can be mevatl, so it's not called oymed lisroif. So an asheira shel akum, there's no psul of ksusi mechte shure, so it's take kosher. So Taisvus asks a kasha, why do you need the din of ksusi mechte shiurei, and why a sheire shal akam, where there's no din of ksusi mechte shiurei tzitake kosher, typically alt mitzvah habo baveire. Now we have to understand what is pshat and teisvus kasher. What, where's the mitzvah, what's a mitzvah habo? The mitzvah came through an aveire. The mitzvah came through an aveire, lachere. I mean, the person was over, he worshipped the asheire, so it's a mitzvah habo baveire. So we'll come back to the kasha. So Taisvis Vishloime the Loidomi Legezel the Machmas Averes Agezel Bo Hamitzve Sheyoitse Boy. Avalhani Otu Machmas Averes Shenasis Boy Minofik Boy. So Taisvis seems to answer this. That is Lacherb Shatan Taisvis Teretz. That's not similar to Gezel. Gezel is the Avere, the mitzvah comes through the Avere. The machmas averes agezel bo ha mitzvah. That's a mitzvah abo ba avere. A mitzvah came through an avere. But over here, the machmas averes avolhani oto machmas avere shenasis boy minofik bay. Because of the avere is the yaitze. Maybe that's pshat and taisvus teretz. That's schwer. We can learn two pshatim in Taisvis Tkashe. The Lechem Shemayim from Rabbi Yankiv Emdim says a very interesting pshat. That when a person takes an asheira, takes a lulav shal asheira, he's over to laven, loisavi te evil besecho, loyid bak biotcha mu'uma min acherem. So he has no right to take it. Fakert is this. So the male then is a beautiful kasha. So it's a mitzvah abo ba'avere. That means, so the whole mitzvah comes, loyid bak biotcha mu'uma min acherem. And that's how we became the mitzvah. So the mitzvah comes al yidei avere. So now the kasha is beautiful. But now we have to understand pshat and the teretz. So what does Taisvus answer? So Taisvus answer like domi legezel, the machmas averes hagezel bo hamitzvah sheyotze bay. So lechayre, it could be Taisvus means to say, according to this mahalach, that this is a dovot study. That means grad. That means if the mitzvah needs the avere, that means by gozel, I have to steal in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. It's his. I need a maisik zeila in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's called a mitzvah bo avere. But here, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, I have to be, the mitzvah has to come about with lo yidbat. I mean, this is grad. It was never. So grad, this lulav, I'm not yoitza the mitzvah's lulav without being over lo yidvak, but that is not pshat that the mitzvah mitzad atzmoi fodos a lo yidvak. This is like a double study. Now that it was never, so I can't be mekayim the mitzvah with this lulav without being over lo yidvak. But it is not a gram hechochi. That means lulav needs. Lulav needs lochem, that means the mitzvah came even the sky without taking it away from him. Masha'enkein, you don't need the mitzvah of Natilus Lulav does not need loyidbak. I mean, that's not a gram achochi for the kiyum mitzvah. Grad, since this is a dasheire, so memele, then you grad over lo yidvak, but this is not a gram achrochi for the kiyum mitzvah. That's one way we can learn pshat and taisvus. Rab Reuven wants to say a different pshat and taisvus. Rab Reuven wants to say as follows, that The Gemara brings a pasuk, we mentioned before the pasuk, the makir of mitzvah bo baveire, baveisem gozel besapiseyach, besachoyle gozel dumye de piseyach. Just like a piseyach, just like a balmum is posel lakove, so the same thing, a lulav gozel is posel a mitzvah. Gozel dumye de piseyach. Rab Reuven and I heard from Chabaran Tachayim Lebroche that said that Be'emeson, the halacha of mitzvah Bob Aveira is Gozel Dumya the Pisayach. Just like a Pisayach is a mum in the Chayfetz, so a Dabar HaGozel is also a mum in the Chayfetz. So the din of mitzvah Bob Aveira is not because I am doing an Aveira B'shas, I'm doing the mitzvah. No, B'shat is this Chayfetz is possible a mitzvah. It's, that means a lulav agozel, this is a stolen lulav, so a stolen lulav, that's also a mum in the chayfetz. That's number one. So Tosfos held that an asheire, since the aveire, which was done in the asheire, shafs dinim on the asheire. I mean, asheire is also bad, no, there's dinim on the asheire. So it's called the shame aveire is nitpas on the chayfetz. That means this is called a lulav shel aveire. That's how Tosfos understood. This is called a lulav shel aveire. So a lulav shel aveire is posel. It's a psul on the chayfetz. That was Tosfos havamina. That means that not because someone once did an aveire with it. Tosfos held that since dinim achal an asheire, so memela, so that shavs a pasulus lemitzvah. And with this, he wants to fa'emfa Rabbi Kibbeiger zakash. Let us just see Rabbi Kibbeiger and Gilyon Hashas. Rabbi Kibbeiger asks and Gilyon Hashas as follows: Bimtaim lekama de baslin lulav shel asheire. Tosfos asks the kasha that why did the psul later out ksusi mechtesh yure type leirs mitzvah b'aveir? So Rabbi Kibbeiger says zayin nekushia kolka the shloima the tzorich litain tam leshmu the leisvir leil mitzvah b'aveir al kaponim biyontiv beis the rabbanon. Maybe the Gemara is speaking about in chalamoit. There you don't have a psul of mitzvah b'aveir according to Shmu. The Gemara wants to explain why according, even though we don't paskal Shmuel, but Akaponim, the Gemara wants to give a reason that Afilu according to Shmuel, Alulav Shal Asheir will be posel. So that's the way Tosfos says the kash, it's not such a shverer kash. Va'adife yesh lahakshi. Tosfos should have asked a better kash. Lomoli kro min haboko lohitzi anevad. Why do you need a posel? It says, min ha-boko, you can't bring every boko for a kob. The certain, min ha-boko, but a kob-boko, loitzi ha-nevad, epilei mishu mitzvah bo ba-veil. Tosfos should have asked this kasha. So Rabbi Reuven answers, Rabbi Kibbeiger's kasha, he says as follows. That means without this posik, a behemoth that's nevad, there's no dinim on it whatsoever. A sheikh is dinim, it's also ba-no. So there the shame ha-veira is nitfas, on the Asheire. So that's called a Chevtze Shal Aveira, which is Pogum and Posul a Mitzvah. Mashen Kein Nevad, a behemoth that's a Nevad, is only a Psul Lagabe Yaakov. Without this Posik, it's nothing. The person worshipped a behemoth, so it's gone. There's no Dinim Chal. So he did an Aveira. So since he did an Aveira, there's a Psul in the Chevetz of a Kel. So the Posik has to tell us that there is a Psul of Nevad. So now it's possible, but without this posik, the chlal there wouldn't be a din of mitzvah bo baveir. Now, according to Rabbi Reuven, so we have to understand, so the akasha we understand very well, now you have to understand the teretz. B'shloimed loidomi legezel, the machmas aveiris hagezel bo hamitzvah, sheyeitze boi, avolhani otu machmas aveiris shenases boi minofik boi. So it would seem Tosfos in the Teretz falls off from this. That Tosfos holds it's not a psul in the chayfetz, it's a different din. That machmas aveiris hagezel bo hamitzvah, that if because of the aveira the mitzvah comes, Or perhaps we'll say, let's just put this on hold and we'll come back later to Tosfos Teretz. Umiyu yesh svarim v'garsina lekamon amasnisen ve'esrik shel asheret. So Tosfos had asked the kasha. Why does the Gemara need a psul of ksusi mechdesh yurei teipig lei mishamitzah bo baveiros? So Tosfos says, you know this svarim later, that taka on the Mishnah was esrik shel asheret. My time, Mishum Dabloi Mitzvah Abba Baveir. There the Gemara Taka mentions Mitzvah Abba Baveir. So, let's just explain what these Svarim held, and then we'll see how Tosfos is Chaylik on these Svarim. These Svarim held as follows, that by Lulav there's a Din Shia. So there we can say the Psuos of Psusi Mechtish Yurek. By Esrik, there's no din shir. So why is an Esrik shall asheire apostle? So there the Gemara said, the psul zot mitzvah bo baveire. So it would seem that by asheire, there is a psul of mitzvah bo baveire. This is not like the klolim of Tosfos Teretz. So Tosfos answers, the girse mishubeshesi. So Tosfos says, this whole girse is a grais. Alataime mishum de michtish shiure de mishum de michtish shiure. The reason why an esrig shall asher is possible is the same reason why a lulav shall asher is possible, because susi mechtish shiure. So Tosfos says the esrig nami boy shir, an esrig also needs a shir. So the male, since the esrig needs a shir, there's a psul of susi mechtish shiure. What is the shir of an esrig? Ke egois oikebeya. The Aval Gav Domrinen Lekamon. So now, so Tosfos says, so Memelis, number one, Tosfos says that the Girs of the Gemara is a Grais. The Gemara really says, Ksusi Mechtish Yure. Ah, Yeleska Kasha, there is no Shir. By Lulu, we know there's a Shir. The Mishnah says there's a Shir of Dalet Fochim. By an Esrig, Lechayra, there's no Shir, so why is there Din of Ksusi Mechtish Yure? So Tosfos says, no, there's a Shir by Esrig also. Ke egois oi kebeya. Now, where did Tosfos get the shir of egois oi kebeya? So Tosfos got it from a Gemara weiter, daf lamadala from it beis. The af al gab damrina lechamon, taime mishum deloi gmar peire. The Gemara mentions this shir, there's a machlekes tanoim, and the shir of an esrig is ke egois oi kebeya. So there the Gemara says the reason is because it doesn't get a shame gmar peire, because man, it doesn't reach the shir. So if you learn this Gemara, so the Gemara means as follows. It has to become a peri. It has to be, so when does it become a peri? A machlokes. One tana holds egois, one tana holds kebeya. So memela, if you learn that Gemara kepshutoi, so there's no hechach that there's a shir that an esrog needs a kebeya, that means it has to become a peri. After it became a peri, there's no din shir already. So memela, so Tosfos is asking on himself, So what's the right need a shir? Mikom mokem beinen de minkele kichosu. There's a shir, the yizicha heft, if we learn that from a lekachtem, that it should be nikir, that you're taking something. The maitaime paslina lekamon palpulim. The Gemara says later, the Gemara is a pilpul over there, that how do you know that lekachtem yemerishim priyetzodah, that priyetzodah means an esrik? Maybe it means palpulin. So the Gemara says it can't mean palpulin because palpulin are very minute, it's very small, and you need minkel lekichos. Now, let me just explain that there's a machlokes achronim how to learn pshat in Tosfos. What is pshat in our Tosfos? Others learn pshat in Tosfos, that Tosfos means to say like this. Tosfos started off by saying that there is a shir. There's a shir of kebeya. That is the shir of an esrog. We pass the shir of taki kebeya. That is the shir of an esrog. So Tosfos says, you'll tell me that emerson, there's no shir. There's no shir of an esrog. And the whole din kebeya is only of gmar peir. So Tosfos, I'll prove to you that there's a shir. Because the Gemara says later, that you need a shir of minkele kichosam. A palpulin is no good. So there is a shir. So what is the shir? What is the shir? We don't have a Gemara that mentions the shir. I just Palpulin is, we know that palpulin is not good because you need a shear. And since the only shear we find in the Gemara is a shear of Beye, so Al Kochach, from this Gemara we see that the shear of Minker Lechichoso, the shear is Kebeye. That's how others learn Pshat. And according to this Pshat, it comes out that, Kval de Kechidushim, the Trumas Adeshin says, that chosa is mutter the other days, but you can cut off a piece, but make sure you have left over a bayah. Because you won't have left over a bayah, it doesn't have a shear. So al kaponim, he learns that there's a shear of bayah. There's a chayayodom that speaks about what is the din if a person got an esrig that was a kebayah and it started shrinking. So it's possible, because it doesn't have the shear. So we see there is a shear of kebayah. That's one way to learn Pshat and Taisvis, that Taisvis is just proving that you have to say this year Chazal mentioned in this Zichra Hashir, so Taisvis is putting both Gemaras together, so Mestama, this is the Shir. Others want to learn Pshat and Taisvis, that Taisvis does not mean that Taisvis started off by saying that the Shir is Kebeya. Then Taisus shlugged it up. Taisus said, listen, the Gemara Zichr is a Shir of Kebeya, but the Shir of Kebeya is only Alz Gemar Peri, but it's not Mucha that there's a Shir. So Taisus says, but Al Kochach, there is some sort of a Shir, because the Gemara says, I need a Shir of Minkel and Kekosa. So Memele, there applies the Aloch of Ksusi Mechti Shiuri. There is a Shir, whatever the Shir is. The Shir can be much smaller, but there is some sort of a Shir. So that still applies a halach of ksusi mechti shiure. That's how others learn pshat and taisvis and chaim abrocha yisrael shayin zayin. He brings down. That's how you could learn pshat and taisvis. So it's not muchach from taisvis that the shiur with the emes is kebeya. It could be there's a different shiur, a smaller shiur. But al kaponim there is a shiur. Memele, so taisvis says. So since there's a shir, so then Taisvis says that we can say that girse of mitzvah babaveire is a grais. Mitzvah babaveire is a grais, and the psul is takas chuse mechti shiur. Umi yutayme, the peire kol sho, the sanya and yoytzi yedei matze betevel, the dorish lay mikro, Epiklei mishum mitzvah abo ba'avere, deko ochel isure v'nofek yidei matzah. So Taisva says, the Gemara brings a droshem, b'sochem, that tevel is possible. A whole droshem. That if there's an isur tevel on the matzah, you're not makai mitzvah matzah. So Taisva asks, Epiklei mishum mitzvah abo ba'avere, that is Taisvis Kashe. Now again, L'cheire would seem from here that it's a din in the Gavre. That means, L'cheire, here's the Zichanar Apsul and the Chayfetz. The Chayfetz is Tevel. If I eat it, I'm being over on Aveire, and Achil is Tevel. So I can't be Mekayim Mitzvah while I'm being over on Aveire. Rav Reuven wants to say that Be'emeson Taisvis is Nochis. Taisvis never fell off the Yesod that we mentioned before, that the din of mitzvah b'aveir is a psul and the chayfetz. Like we said, Gozel dumye de pisayach. Now, the psul and the chayfetz means as follows. That means if this is such a chayfetz, that I cannot be mekayim a mitzvah with this chayfetz without being over an aveira. That means that this is a chayfetz that is mufke from kiyam a mitzvah without being over an aveira. So that's also posel le mitzvah. So therefore, Taisvis held that tevel passed the inyan of mitzvah bo baveira, and it's absolut tak in the chayfetz that tevel is posel le mitzvah. Because you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah without being over an aveir. That's also psul in the chayfetz. And that is pshat and taisus before the leidomi legezel, the machmas aveiris hagezel bo ha-mitzvah. It's also the same thing. You cannot be mekayim the mitzvah, but lulovish al-chaveir without gazelning. So memele, So, Bashenkein Bashere, forgetting about the Lechem Shemayim, according to the Lechem Shemayim, we zich have a problem. That means also you can't be mekayim the mitzvah without being able to eat bak biyot chamum min acherim. That's a problem. But to forget about the pshat of Lechem Shemayim, and we'll just learn pshat that Taisvis whole kasha was that the Shem Aveira was nitvas and the lulav, it's called a lulav shel Aveira. So Taisvis says a lulav shel Aveira is not sufficient. You need a chayfet that you can't be mekayim the mitzvah without being over an Aveira. That's the psul gosel. So then Asheira is taka, it doesn't apply by Asheira, but it applies by gosel and it applies by tef. Let us go further in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan brought from Abshimen ben Yechoi that there's a psul of mitzvah bo baveir. Shenema vaveisem gosel besapiseich besachayle. Gozel dum yid pisayach. There's a hekish gozel to pisayach. Ma pisayach less lay takante. Av gozel less lay takante. Just like you can never be yitze with a behemoth that's a pisayach, a balas mum. So you can never be yitze with a little of a gozel. Loishna lifne yush, but loishna laacha yush. So that means that's the hekish. That just like a pisayach is a mum shayne choizer. So never, it's a mum kavua. So just like you can never be, bring a kolben with a piseich, you can never bring a kolben with a kolben gozel. Never means, loishna lifne yish, loishna laach yish. Bishleime lifne yish, odom ki yakriv mikem omarachmon. The Torah said that it has to be yours. So my male lifne yish, v'labdi deu. El laach yish, akon ye be yish. So stake his, he was kind of a yush. Elolav mishum davalei mitzvah abo ba'aveir. Al kocha, because it's a mitzvah abo ba'aveir. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, ma piseyach, shnema vaveisem gozo, da ashkerem kro, da oysa, lohovi, mitzvah ba'aveir. He cannot bring a mitzvah, a yidei aveir. Mapiseich ain't like takone, la'achas man la'krive, there's never a takone to be makiv apiseich, shereimum kavu elomisu, avgozel yafini minei de ain't like takone la'achas man, vafilu be yiush, de shemini le lamorid miyaych. We heard that the nigzel was miyaych from avele lechasorankis, va'av agav de linyin mikni amrine bebabekanme takone le be yiush. As she says, that Lemaise is koine after you, Shvahava di day. It's a big shayla in the Gemara Baba Kama, the shayla in the Gemara of Yush is koine by a gazlan. But Rashi assumes that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai hold that Yush is koine by a gazlan. For Lohochi akruvi lemizbeach loy, you can't be makrevet lemizbeach. So let us just remember Rashi Shita, that Rashi Shita is that even though now it is his already, the gzela is past history. Afal pike, since it became shaloy al yedei gezel, so that's called a mitzvah abo baveira. That's shitas Rashi al kaponim. So memele, so that's the chiddush that after yush, you also can't be mekayim, you can't be makriba a behima gozel, even though it's not gozel anymore. But since it was once gozel, so, and it became shaloy al yedei gzeile, so it's called a mitzvah abo ba'aveir. Let us see Taisvis. Ki yakriv mikem omar achmone, v'lav didehu. So the Gemara said that, what is the mekayr of, you can't bring a kolben before yish, because the pasuk says, mikem. Taima. The memerube memayit gozel medersiv kolbonoi. It says it has to be his kolben. V'hochem memayit le medersiv mikem. So it's a bissel modnep, two different roshes. V'af agav de iki de muki lo hosom begozal kolben de chavre. The Gemara, one man the Yomar wants to say that kolbonoi means that he stole Yenim's kolben. And you can't be makriv yenim's kolben, so then it's not shver. So he says that, that the psul of kolbonai means that if I stole, Reuven stole Shimon's kolbon, is Reuven can be makriv Shimon's kolbon? And our Gemara is speaking about if he stole a behemoth, he can't make it for a kolbon. And that the pasuk is mikem. One man the Yoma doesn't say that the Posek is speaking about that Skozel Kolben the Chavre. That means he stole a behemoth. And it's not good because it's not Kolbonoi. So Ibezoi, Satais is asking, so there are two different Roshes for the same Psul. Agma says Mikem. That Gemara says Kolbonoi. Why, Kosh? Yehosa Mashme. From that Gemara, the Gemara of Baba Kama seems that before Yish, you don't need any pasuk whatsoever. The Dorish Kolbonei V'loi Agosel. The Gemara brings down the pasuk Kolbonei V'loi Agosel. V'koma Hechi Domi. Ilema Lifnei Yish, Lama Likro. I need a pasuk to tell me that you can't bring a Gagazel to Behema for a Kolben. It's Poshit. Because the Gemara wants to speak about after Yish, and comes to tell us that Yish like Koli. About upon the basis before Yish, you don't even need a posik. And Agamah brings a posik of Mikem. Boyd Kosher, the Mikem Darshin Bekama the Chulin, this drosh of Mikem, the Gemara Darshins something else completely. Mikem v'loy kulchem. That not everyone can bring a kolben, loy tziyas amuma. That a muma cannot bring a kolben. So mikem is not a din that it has to be shaloi. Mikem the Gemara Darshan that a muma can bring. Mikem b'le kulchem. Then the Gemara Darshan something else on the mikem. Mikem b'chem chilakti b'le b'umis. That the psul muma is only by yidin. A goy that's a muma can bring a kolben. So we see the mikem is coming for different rushes. And our Gemara uses the mikem to tell us that if he stole a behemoth, he can't be makev for my kolben because it says mikem before yish. So that's a problem. Bava b'sheish loyim edareish dekro ma'isi ocho. Maybe you can say pshat that really the gemara is bringing the reish dekro kiyakriv mikem u'mikol banchem the sefer dekro kadosh. But really the ikad rosha is from the sefer dekro. K'moi shemeforesh ha'abeinu tam, gabi loy sishat in the sefer ha'im ha'begdushe. That means the Gemara brought down the reisha, the kron, really the drosha, not from the reisha, from the sefer. So here we'll say the ikah drosha is from kolbanchem. That's the drosha. The Gemara brought mikem, the Gemara started off from the beginning of the pasuk. So memela, we don't have to be so medayik from the loshon, mikem tak is coming, loy chisamuma, but the Gemara really means the drosha of kolbanchem. Le mashma ken klal teisa says not mashma like that. The more about mikem, it seems that's the drosh. V'yesh loyma. So now we have a lot of kashas. The dike kasha was, I mean, did you say the kashas? The Gemara in Baba Kama says you don't need a posik that you don't need a posik to tell us that before yish you can make a behemoth zula kolben because you don't need a posik and Agama brings a posik of mikem. And l'chayre this pasuk b'chal you can't darshan. That's the rehitis, the kabonas ha-taisvis, that taisvis kash. V'shloima, the other kama b'mruv na'yush lama liko, b'shum de lifna'yush en yochel la'hagdish. Lifna'yush, you can't be magdish at b'chal, v'reyu chulem. K'dem rinin gozal b'ulay nishyayshu ha-baylem, sh'neyim einam yochelem la'hagdish. If someone steals something, and the Bailam weren't miyayish, so the Gemara says, none of them can be magdish. The ish ki yagdish es beise omar achmone, ma beise shaloi ki the isa bimarube. That you can only be magdish something that is yours. Ba'filu man de polik, there's a machloikis in merube, if we make this drosh, dum ye de beise, loi polik elo be Bailam. The whole machloikis is, if Darshan Mabesei Bershusai. That means if the Nigzel could be Magdish. That means if someone stole something from a Nigzel, so Mamela can the Nigzel, now it's Bershusai Gazel, and it's not Bershusai Nigzel, so then there's a Machlekes in the Gemara, if the nigzel can be magdish something that is ainei b'shusay, do you darshan mabeisei b'shusay, at kol b'shusay, or you only darshan mabeisei shaloi? Avo begazlan gufim moide den yochel lahakdish. So memeilo, so Tosis now brought down a new drosha, there's a drosha of beisei. It's a drosha of beisei, that you can only be magdish something which is similar to Beisei. Ishki Yagdish is Beisei. So the Torah gave a marshal of Egdish. Can only be Magdish something which is Dumya de Beisei. So that's the Makoyah, that you cannot be Magdish something that's not Shaloi. Yeah. Baha de Maisi Kro. Och, but all the mice are can. Apple gav the mi base in Afke. Even though the Gemara, so this is the wrong drosh, the drosh mi base. Och, the Gemara bochi the mice mi can. Bishim do like see base. If I wouldn't have said this posseg a base, I'd make meaning mi can lahak drosh. That means this mi can, I could also dash him for mi can that you cannot be magdish something that's not yours. Avol hashte d'chsiv hanikro. Now that it already says beisoi, yatale mekem loitzi esamumel libchem cholakti. So mamela. So now everything is farenfeld. The gemara babakama said the kaidim yiddish leboikro. That means you don't need the pasuk of kolbona. You have a pasuk of beisoi. And since you have a pasuk of beisoi, so we dashem mekem loitzi esamumel. But without this pasuk of beisoi, I could take a darshan that you need shaloi from the pasuk of mikem. So Agamal didn't go into the prote adrosh. The more chapter the poshet adrosh. The chmosi ashkem perkecha the nimominis. The nashin in the goyim beyoim. But the receive beyoim erois boy. The Gemara says, how do you know you have to see a nega beyoim? Because it's a beyoim erois boy. Beikam the moyet cotton muki lo lechosan. There the Gemara darshans from a Beyoim that tells us something else, that you don't look at Negoyim for everyone. A Choson, the Choson, even though he has a Nega, a Koyim doesn't look at it. The Yeshayim Shataroy, the Yeshayim Shainataroy. There are certain days you look at Negoyim. The Beyoim Nafkelon, Midachsiv Kenega Nirali, Veloy Loiri. That way the Nega has to be, Koyin is inspected by day. We learn from a different pasuk. Nega nira li v'loy loyra. They's able to see it without illumination. V'chein b'shili perik sheini de megillah loy moylem ela b'yoyim. Tosiv b'yoyim mashmini. That mila is b'yoyim. V'peka b'lazad de mira mukhila b'yoyim afilo b'shabbos. V'layla mamayit v'chsiv ben shmoy nas yomim. So Taisva says that the Iker, the true drosha, that we memayid gozel, we learn out from Beisai. And the more badashas mikem is the more chapt on this drosha, but it's not the emes the drosha. I just like to be ma'ore ashtikol ha'ore, Mekzaisen and Old brings down a Rivosh. The Rivosh says that Taisus mentioned before the drosha of that we learn out from Beisai that Ma Beisai Birshusai. The one on the Yama holds that the Nigzel also can be Magdish because there's a drosha Ma Beisai Birshusai of Kol Birshus. It has to be Birshusai in order to be able to be Magdish. So Taisus brings down a Rivosh that this whole aloche, that you need b'shusay, that is dafke by kedushas bedek habayis. By kedushas haguf, you don't need b'shusay. If you don't need b'shusay, you could be magdish. There's a moira de kolomdis, about that brings down from Rab Chaim, that there's a yisaydis de kechilik between kedushas bedek habayis and kedushas haguf, kedushas kolom. Kedushas bedek habayis is a transferal of ownership. That means, before it was mine, and now I'm giving it over to Bedek Kabai. So it's Mamash Achayish and Mishpadik transfer. So there's a halacha, and the Kedusha is, because since it belongs now to Gavoya, so it becomes Kodesh. Kedusha's Aguf, a Kedusha's Kolben, there's no transfer. Mi Kore, Tura de Reuven, ba'achshev Tura de Reuven. Before it was mine, and now it's mine l'kapore. No, mine became niskadish. So that's Svarer Rabbi Ber explains that as the difference between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Beder Kabayis. So with this we can understand the Ribosh, that could be the whole halacha, that the whole halacha that is a din of Bershusoi, that is davke by Kedushas Beder Kabayis. Kedushas Beder Kabayis is a cheshem mishpatik, a transfer. I'm taking my bailus, I'm transferring my bailus to Kedush. So that is the din that has to be Bershusoi in order for you to be able to transfer your bailus. Kedushas Haguf, I'm just being matzvis a Kedusha on the Kolben, on the Behemoth. So it could be, if it's not Bershuscha, it's a different type of a chalais. It's like a chalais neder. It's a chalais. I'm not for sakdusha on it. If it's not b'shusa, you can also do it. So, according to this rivosh, we see b'chay Taisvus is chaylik on the rivosh. Taisvus says the whole makoyer. Taisvus says you need a posik that a gazlan can't be magdish a behemah gzula. Taisvus says you need a posik, but the posik is beisoy. So l'chayre, according to the Rivosh, one could be mechalik, basis speaking about, which is be the whole halacha, that the whole halacha that is a din of Bershusoi, that is davke by Kedushas Beder Kabayis. Kedushas Beder Kabayis is a cheshem mishpatik, a transfer. I'm taking my bailus, I'm transferring my bailus to Kedush. So that is the din that has to be Bershusoi in order for you to be able to transfer your bailus. Kedushas HaGuf, I'm just being matzvis a Kedusha on the Kolben, on the Behemoth. So it could be, if it's not Bershuscha, it's a different type of a Chalais. It's like a Chalais Neder, it's a Chalais, I'm matzvis a Kedusha on it. If it's not Bershuscha, you can also do it. So, according to this Rivosh, we see B'chay Taisvus is Chalik on the Rivosh. Taisvus says the whole Makoyer, Taisvus says you need a Posik, that a gazlan can't be magdish of behemah gzula. Taisvus says neither pasuk, but the pasuk is beisoy. So l'chayre, according to the Rivosh, one could be mechalik beisoy, speaking about kedushas beder kabayis. How do you know by kedushas kolben? There's also a din of shaloi.